The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
All right, everybody. Well, welcome to our Monday night Optavia Business Call. Very excited. First, want to welcome all our first-time viewers. This call is designed for any of our coaches and potential coaches in our Optavia community to come together on Monday and kind of celebrate a week we have to go out and help get the world healthy. And one of the great things and one of the great news is I know you guys probably saw the email, is that National Convention's coming up at the end of July. And tonight we want to spend a little more time talking about that. So to help me out in that, I'd love to bring on Integrated Presidential Director, Dawn Fisher. Dawn, how are you?
I'm good, Dr. A. It's so good to see you. And so good to be here talking about such an exciting topic.
Exactly. So what do you have to say?
Well, so my first convention was almost 12 years ago. So this will be my 11th convention. And so when I heard the good news that we actually get to have one this year and that it's going to be people can participate from anywhere, right? So from home or come be with us live, it felt like one of the biggest gifts, I think, in the last 2 years, because I remember that first convention that I went to. So rewinding 12 years ago when I was working as a nurse, I knew that going to conventions and learning was important. So I knew I was going to go, but I didn't know how because I was a brand new coach and I was working 3 of the 4 days of convention. So I knew I wanted to go, didn't know how. It was just a few weeks away. And I made the decision to go. And what I expected was not what happened at all, because I'd been to a lot of nursing conventions, you know, where you go and you learn and it's just a different environment. When I walked into that first convention, not knowing a single person, I felt at home. Like the heartbeat of who we are just permeated the entire room. And Dr. A, to get to hear you from stage speak from your heart and share the mission, and to get to meet the other people, the other coaches, some who'd been, you know, coaching for years, and here I was brand new. It was like 3 months, I think. I felt like I was family. And so for me, that's what I love about convention. And I'm so excited because I feel like as a family, we get to come back together again. And I love that now we have a venue where people can tune in from anywhere. And we can really feel that heartbeat, that mission. And I'll just never forget that first convention. Obviously, I loved it so much. I kept going back every single year and every year taking so much more away. And then it becomes not just do I get to go, it's who am I bringing with me and who am I going to bring into that space where they get to meet this incredible community, where they get to feel a part of something so much bigger than ourselves and really get to awaken to what's possible.
Yeah, no, I love that, Don. And, you know, I hope everybody caught that we're going to do it both ways. And so we're going to bring on Jennifer in just a little bit to explain a little more about that. But yeah, no, convention is one of those sentinel times of the year. And to be able to be back together and with the clan, getting the gang back is going to be great. So thank you so much. And I know you're traveling around the country. Go out and help us get in the world healthier. So thank you so much.
Will do, Dr. A.
Awesome. I'd like to bring on Russ and Tracy Scars now, Integrated Presidential Directors. I know you guys have had a great experience in your conventions in the past, as well as your teams.
Hey guys, so awesome to be with you tonight. How can we explain convention? Has anybody ever watched Wayne's World? And there was like Wayne and they had like the backstage passes and they were like, we're here, man, we're here, we're here, we're here. That is how we felt when we came to convention. And I remember seeing Dr. A from across the room, and it was like everything was in slow motion. And he pointed at me, probably doesn't even remember. And he's like, you're a hot shot. And I was like, okay, you guys, it was exciting. It's all these beautiful people that you get to see on these Zooms. I remember being that fresh face in the room. I didn't know what I was here for. I didn't know that we were going to be part of changing the world. We want that feeling for absolutely everyone. There is no better synergy, no better energy, no better anything than being in the room for convention. There's this phrase, it's us against the world. I want you to twist that phrase up, because when you walk in the room for Optavia convention, it's you getting ready to change the world. It will never be you against the world anymore, because you are working together for the greater good that Dr. A and Lori began.
I'll tell you what, as a spouse, when I first heard about this convention, I really honestly, in all transparency, had no desire to go. My desire, in all honesty, was to help my wife, support her. And she said, if you love me, you'll come.
I said,
sure, you know what, I'll come. But I'll tell you what, that was the moment in time that I had an awakening. I was awakened to what Optavia had for us in the future and what we could do in the future with Optavia. I learned so much that first trip. Yeah. I met so many good dudes. And as a guy, we tend to have a lot of associates in our path, in our life, our work people. But I have true friends, male friends that are in my life that I met through those first visits at convention. So encourage your husbands.
Bring them along, your husbands, your partners, whoever that may be. There are going to be a lot of aha moments. I can tell you right now, every single time Dr. A takes the stage and you see his heart and you see him cry, that is always one of my biggest aha moments, because I know I am locking arms with him and the original vision that he had. And we're doing that. I'm doing that. You're doing that. We're all doing that every single time we dedicate our hearts to Optavia. I remember when Dan and Megan Valentine were on the stage and Dan talked about how he dreams with Megan, how he leaves the convention and he writes everything down. And I was like, I want to do that. And then all of a sudden, the dream begins. I want to end it here. Optavia is not a place. It's a moment in time. A moment in time that you have to take part in. Optavia is a place where you can start your dream. And when you go home, you continue the dream. And when you continue the dream, you start to live the dream. Wake up as your future self. And right now, make that move to go get your ticket and understand that you will start planning the rest of your life when you set foot into this community.
Love that. Really love that. Russ, you want to say anything after that?
You know what? There's nothing I can say that could add icing, a cherry, anything. That in itself summed up the reason why we are here.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, Tracy, when you were saying talking about us against the world, you know, it's really us for the world. You know,
yeah,
we really, and the vision I originally had is so much bigger now. The vision is for all of us and for everyone to be there, because together there's something special happening, and you really sense it when you bring Jen. I won't tell how many, because I'm not sure exactly how many we're going to have, but when we have thousands of people, and I know we will have that together, there is just this special synergism that occurs there. And it's interesting, because remember the last live when we did, Jen, where we took over Orlando and the cops, they had to bring in the traffic control, the cops, and they said, we were at the Gaylord and they were going like, man, this is we've never had anything. Who are you people? You know, it's kind of like an old movie, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. They kept knowing, who are those guys they were chasing? They were the best in the world. Well, basically we are the best in the world at helping people create health and well-being, and it's going to be a great one. So thanks, Trace. Thanks, Russ. Let's bring on Jennifer Mason, the chief architect of National Convention. Jen.
Thank you so much, Dr. A. I'm so excited to be here and share additional details with everyone about Optavia Convention 2021. So I'm going to go ahead and ask our host if they wouldn't mind sharing our slides, and I'll quickly go through those. Awesome. Thank you. Can you go to, there we go. All right, so everyone, get your calendars out, get your cell phones out, and jot these dates down. July 29th through August 1st, our community is going to come together for that moment in time that Tracy just spoke about. I love how she positioned it. This is a place where we come together to dream and just really lean into this mission that we have dedicated ourselves to change the world. So just after this call, if you'd like to go to optaviaevents.com, that is where all the information and details will be posted about convention. But I'm going to quickly go through just a few highlights now to get everybody up to speed on what we'll be doing this summer. So if we move forward to the next slide, I want to quickly share the rates. So as Dr. A mentioned, there'll be two different ways that you can participate in this amazing event. We would love to have you join us in Atlanta, but if for any reason you're not able to join us over those dates, there's an option to join us via live stream from anywhere in the world. You can plug into this amazing event and be a part of the OptaVia community. So for those participating via live stream, it'll be $99 per account or per household. And for those that will be traveling to join us in Atlanta this summer, we have an amazing early bird special running now through Monday, April 5th. So for the next 2 weeks, you can save $50 off of that in-person rate, which is currently $149 per person. And that will go up on Tuesday, April 6th to just $199. So again, optaviaevents.com is going to be your home for all the details about convention, as well as where you'll go to register. So let's continue to the next slide. I want to quickly share with you what you're going to get. What does that mean, $199, $149 per person? So for anyone who's joining the event via live stream, you will have access to every single convention session that takes place that weekend, Thursday through Sunday. Our general sessions, Unplugged with Dr. A, all the trainings, you will have a front row seat to every single session. Additionally, we invite you to join us at our Celebration of Success, our biggest and best recognition event of the year. And then you'll also have access to our mobile app and the OptaVia portal for live stream. If anybody joined us for OptaVia Together Live this summer, you know exactly what I'm talking about and how amazing that experience is. So I encourage you to please consider that. And then for those folks that are joining us in person, you'll get everything that I just mentioned. Plus, you'll have access to the on-site OptaVia Spotlight in store. And you'll also receive our complimentary OptaVia Convention swag bag. For those that have been to convention before, you know on that very first day, there's sometimes a long line that you might have to wait in to check in. Well, this year we've completely done away with that. We are gonna mail all of your OptaVia convention gear to your house. But I just wanna point out that we're not gonna start shipping things until June. So if you register for convention today, your convention swag bag will not get to you this weekend. We're gonna hold off until June 1st to start that shipping. And it'll take about 1 to 2 weeks to get to you from that date. More details will come to you after you register for the event. Let's keep going. I've got two more slides and then we'll be moving forward. Couple questions I wanted to quickly point out to everyone. So something that's already come up, I know everyone is super excited to make their travel plans for this event. So how can you book a room with an OptaVia partner hotel to get those discounted rates and exclusive amenities? Stay tuned. Those details are going to be coming in mid-April. So if you are trying to make plans for your travel arrangements, just know that the first official OptaVia convention event will take place Thursday evening around 6 p.m. We do have a few special events and perks for some of our higher ranks. So if you are possibly going to qualify for one of those details will also be coming to you in April. So I encourage you to hold off until that time when we launch the agenda, the hotels, our airfare discounts, and all of the special events and perks for all of our ranks in just a few short weeks. What languages will OptaVia Convention be presented in? You have several options here. You have English, Spanish, traditional Chinese, as well as ASL. So we really are just leaning in and wanting to have as many folks from our community to participate in this event as possible. And then Rose, if you'll take us to our very last slide here. For those of you that are familiar, OptaVia offers an amazing program at convention called OptaVia Kids Care. OptaVia is really a family event. We have something for everyone. So if you'll be traveling to Atlanta with your children, we have a great option for children ages 3 through 12. OptaVia Kids Care will be available Thursday, Friday, and Saturday during the event, so that while you're in general session, we'll have a great series of activities for the children that promote the habits of health. So if you're interested in that, again, please visit optaviaevents.com for more information. And then lastly, I know that we are going to attend this event as a community, as a team. So if you would like to see who on your team has registered for the event, Beginning Tuesday, April 6th, I would encourage you to log into your Connect account, and there'll be a report there under event reporting where you can get a list of everyone on your team who's planning to go to convention this year so that you can begin planning for your team time events and all the other great opportunities to connect with people in person and gather. So that's it for me. Again, optaviaevents.com for all of the details as well as to register. Dr. A, thank you for allowing me this time this evening. Have a great night.
Wow, Jen, it's just amazing how we're evolving and growing up. I mean, now doing it in multiple languages and having it for the people that need special needs. I mean, it's just amazing how Optavia keeps getting better. And it's just great to watch your growth as you become a great event planner and leader and being able to do stuff that we used to want so much, but only imagine. So thank you thank your team for all the hard work they put into this. It's pretty incredible. So with that, we're going to switch gears now. You know, we like to thematically do one of the leadership habits, one of the transformational leadership habits. And tonight we're going to talk about lead from the future, act in the now, which is always my favorite. You know, is talk about liking to look ahead at where we can possibly go and to redirecting this world into a better place. And I can't think of anybody that can help us more than the next two integrated presidential directors. First, Lori. Lori, how are you tonight? Lori DeFreeze.
Hi, Dr. A. It's an honor to be here.
Well, listen, you want me to bring on Johnny, or are you going to talk first?
I'll go ahead and talk first and I'll jump in. Yeah.
Awesome. Let's go for it.
Well, it's very, I'm going to say it's not a coincidence that I'm actually sitting in a resort in Maui right now. And I think back about where I was when I first got started coaching and introduced to Optavia 8.5 years ago, and just how life is so completely different. I was living in such a place of scarcity. And just, you know, I was a mom of two, wonderful husband, and I had so many things to be grateful for, but I was in a place of just feeling so completely depressed and feeling like my life was just happening to me, living in that, you know, victimhood. And just to be here today, this has been something we've been wanting to do with our best friends for 17 years. And we finally said yes this year, and we're able to enjoy time with our family is such a blessing, all because of Optavia. I love this transformational habit. And when I first got introduced to these at Sundance several years ago, I really couldn't comprehend the meaning, like the true meaning of these transformational habits. And the more and more I was introduced to them, more and more I started implementing them to my personal growth and development. The world started changing before my eyes. And so I'm very, very passionate about this right now. I wanted to just sit back and like kind of take a look at how what changes happened in me and how I did it. I became a really great observer. I sat back. I was in such a place of scarcity, like I mentioned earlier, that I felt like I had no value to give this world. I felt I was very shy, very insecure. And to be able to feel that I could be a leader in Optavia seemed so far-fetched. It wasn't where I was at in that current time. But as I started observing and looking and seeing what was around me, that's what awakened me to see the possibilities of what my future could look like. And it all started with saying I wanted to lose 15 pounds. And I said 15 pounds because I didn't think I could lose 30. So I lost that 15 pounds. I started seeing what other people were doing before my eyes, and it showed me the possibilities. So I moved on to lose 30 pounds, and my life felt so different. And then I got started coaching to help my sister. And I said, just my sister, because I didn't think I could do more. And so I started surrounding myself with a community, and it awakened me to see what everybody else was doing. And I started to learn to say, instead of I can't, I started to learn to say, how can I? And I thank my mentorship team every single day of my life, because I would not have been able to do this without people believing in me and people linking arms with me and showing me. So this transformational habit has been a progression for me. Luckily, you were hosting a super regional event in San Diego, and I was a brand new coach, just coaching for like a couple of weeks. And I got to go to that event. And that's why I love that we're talking about convention tonight too, because it changed everything for me. I went to that event with so many fears and insecurities and so many limitations that I was putting upon myself. But what happened is when I got to that first event, I got out of my head and into my heart. I started seeing, you asked everybody, Dr. A, to stand up if they'd had a transformation with the time Take Shape for Life. And all these people, like 98% of the room stood up. And I was blown away. And as you said, sit down if you've lost 20, 30, 40 pounds, right? And then there's people still standing at losing 200 pounds. And I was like, what is this? It blew me away. And I started realizing there are so many more people, and I couldn't stay in my place of fear any longer. And then 2 weeks later, I followed you up to Portland for the next super regional event. And my mentorship team invited me to go join and see the team at a bigger scale. And then I was blown away even more, seeing that I wanted that community. I wanted to see, I couldn't believe the people that all had the same like minds. So my dream started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I told my mentor at the time, I'm like, I wish I lived in Portland because I want this. And he said, you go home and create that in San Diego. And I did. And it was little by little, small events, 5, 10 people starting to then 50 people. And it started growing and multiplying. And then we get invited to go global. And I sat there all by myself without a team. And I remember sitting there feeling like so insecure because I didn't really know anybody, but I got to be a great observer. I sat back and I watched and I saw what was being created in community. It showed me the possibilities. And I said, I want that. I want to create that. And then I got to go to Sundance. And going to Sundance, Dr. A, seeing you, seeing Lori, seeing your hearts that are so beautiful in such selfless leadership. To be able to experience that and seeing what that feels like to partner with people and believe in people and show them what's possible, I said to myself, I want to be a conscious leader like that. Now, these are things I could not have possibly known when I was a brand new coach getting started. And I just want to encourage everybody that's learning to dream for the first time, like I was 8.5 years ago. I just want to encourage you to take it in those small baby steps, but gain clarity. You need to see the clarity of what other people are creating in their life and know that you are no different. I was that person that didn't believe in myself. I was that person that was shy and reserved and never spoke up in crowds. And because of this community and because of these transformational habits, it has led me to live a life far beyond my wildest dreams. It took me to another retreat in Maui 4 years ago, where I was invited to be around the most amazing women. I got to see what leadership looked like. I got to see what quality people who have huge drive for life. I got to see what that looked like. I got to learn how to believe in myself and see what was possible. And that ignited a dream in me that I came back from that trip a completely different person. I was on the receiving end of what it felt like to be poured into and mentored. And I said, I want that. I want to create that for my team. And I'm so proud to say that 6 months ago, we were able to purchase our dream retreat home. And we've had people and coaches coming from all over the country to spend time with us and dream with us and have school by the pool with us, Dr. A, just like you did at conventions, and having fireside chats just like we did at Sundance. And we're recreating and creating the legacy and continuing the legacy. But the leading from the future has truly been a progression for me, and it has not been an overnight, but I have just fallen in love with the growth that has happened inside of me so I can pass that on to another, because I know that I can't lead somebody to where I'm not willing to go myself. So that's my story, Dr. A, and thank you for having me share.
That's a hell of a story, Lori. That was a hell of a story. And what I love about it is, for everybody listening, the brand new coaches that look at you as a presidential director and look at all our leaders and think, you know, I don't know if I can do that. Well, basically what you did is you broke it down into micro habits. You broke it down into what you could do, built your self-efficacy, your confidence and your skills, and now you've gone and you're on your way to the top and becoming a top leader and now reproducing all those wonderful things. So that's a beautiful story. Johnny, tough act to follow, my friend, but I know you can do it, my friend.
Yeah, that's going to be really tough to follow. Yeah, good to see you, Dr. A and Lori. Wow, if you guys aren't inspired to go grow your businesses at a massive rate after listening to her, whew. Yeah, tough to follow, but I'll tell you something. I'm excited about convention. I'm excited about the events in general. They made a very powerful impact for me. I've been coaching for 3 years, and talking about leading from the future, acting in the now, events really create a picture of what the future can and will look like for us, right? So my first event, well, technically, actually, I wasn't even a client, but I won't get into the details of that one. I don't have time. But my first OptaVia event was, I was coaching for 3 months and I went to Go Global 2018. And again, I don't have time to get into the details, but when I tell you I saw everything I needed to see, in order to know that my future, the decisions I made that led me to coaching, I saw my future at that event. So I came into OPTAVIA a little differently than say most people. Lori, most people probably come into this with weight loss goals. I didn't have weight loss goals, although actually Dr. A, I needed them desperately. I thought I looked like Thor before I started OPTAVIA. Unfortunately, I was actually the Thor in the end game who was 40 to 50 pounds overweight, drinking beer and depressed. Little did I know I needed OPTAVIA 5-in-1 in my life, but my mindset was more business than anything else because I came from the corporate world and I was lacking meaning, purpose, and fulfillment like none other. I was searching and searching and searching so much that I was trying to start side gigs of my own for the last decade of my life because I desperately needed out of that world. I also thought that I would be coaching a diet or some sort of weight loss program, considering that's kind of what I was seeing for a couple of years, filtering through my newsfeed, right? All these amazing transformation stories. Well, let me tell you, for those of you that have been coaching long enough, you know very well, this is not just a weight loss program. I tell my clients all the time, this is a personal development program with a weight loss component. It's not the other way around. So for me, I was watching for 2 years as my coaches were living their lives out loud, completely, fully transparent, completely vulnerable, very genuine and authentic. But again, being that I was coming from corporate America and lacking all this meaning, purpose, and fulfillment, what they were posting really drew me in. It really caught my attention. And guys, it took me 2 years to reach out. And I really want to emphasize 2 years because I know there's a lot of new coaches on here. Do not be attached to the results. Trust your mentorship. Trust the process. Do the work. Live your life out loud. You never know who you're going to inspire. 2 years, okay? It doesn't take 2 days, 2 hours, 2 weeks, 2 months. Sometimes it takes 2 years for somebody to really wake up and realize that they want more out of life. I got tired of working for someone else and building their dreams. It's Dr. A, it wasn't what I envisioned for my future at all. So between the events and watching my coaches, all the pain that I've been suffering from for the last 10, 15, 20 years of previous jobs, experiencing what this program did for me physically, but also experiencing this amazing coaching community, all these amazing events. I've been to every single event since I started coaching, qualifying or voluntary. I've literally seen everything I need to see to know that my future was with OPTAVIA. And now, like Lori said, right? Now I don't answer to anyone else. I'm kind of living my dream. I'm finally living what I wanted to create for so long. It's just I didn't know how to do it. And comes in OPTAVIA, this amazing, beautiful vehicle that you created. It's given me the opportunity to now have the option to do what I want when I want. And I'll land this plane because I know we're running out of time. I want to read a quote from you, Dr. A, straight out of the life book that I pulled today. I actually had several, but I'm running out of time. I want to leave everyone with this. This is straight from Dr. A, page 441. In order to create and maintain optimal health, you need to organize your life around what matters most to you. So what does that look like for you guys? That's my challenge. Think about this for the next day, next week, however long. What are you doing today to move towards that? And what does your best self look like physically, mentally, and financially? The full trilogy that Dr. A put in front of us. So I encourage you guys to really start making decisions right now that will help lead you to the future self that you envision and desire.
Thank you, Johnny. That was great. Donnie, Integrated Presidential Director Johnny Schmidt, thank you so much. Okay, well, we are running close on time, and I just realized we're going to bring on now the speakers for the next call, which is going to be very dear to me. It's how to create lifelong client transformations. And I just realized I know they don't live near each other, but tonight, Lisa, Integrated Presidential Lisa Castro and Lana Badashev, what the heck are you guys doing?
It was total coincidence, Dr. A. It's so cool that Lana's visiting in Sarasota, and that's where we live. And realized we were going to be doing the call and from different places. And we thought, well, why don't you just come over to my house? And we're doing it together tonight.
Oh, that's very cool. It's tough to stay away from each other. You know, that's why it's going to be so great for a convention this year.
Yeah, that's talk about lifelong relationships, right?
Exactly.
So, we are so excited to bring you this topic because we have been coaches for a long time and we are really excited about sharing how to have those lifelong relationships with our clients. This will go beyond the how-tos and get into more the why and the how we interact with our clients to have the best outcome for lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. It's going to be great. Good. Can't wait to see you too. What were the dynamic duo? I mean, two powerful advocates of the Habit Sales Transformational System, and really have used it to create some amazing relationships and integrated clients. So last but not least, Russ, we're going to bring you back on, my man, to close up the call. What else is going on?
Hey, guys, I am here tonight to encourage you to come check out Wednesday night's Hour of Excitement. We've got two different calls. We want you to invite your clients, coaches, candidates, anybody that you have on your heart that you feel Optavia can benefit them. And that's virtually everybody, correct? So invite lots of people. We're going to be continuing talking about just some amazing stuff. We are going to fall in and have a guest speaker that's going to be with me. And then right after that, we are going to be diving into inspirational stories of transformation. Now, when we get into this, remember back when you first heard about Optavia? It was probably through a transformation story, correct? We're going to be bringing on some guests that are going to be sharing with you how Optavia has changed their life, but possibly, you know, how it brought into coaching and just everything about Optavia and the transformation that's taking place in their life up until today. So we encourage you to show up. Last but not least, I want to encourage you to pick up that phone. Grab your phone, open up your text messages, text Optavia 30. That's all you got to do. Optavia 30, text it to 990-00. What that's going to do is it's going to set you up for reminders. It's going to remind you for the Monday night call. It's going to remind you for Wednesday. It's going to give you reminders, give you some accountability. So I encourage you, join us Wednesday night. We'll be excited to see you there.
Great, Russ. Thank you so much. And for everybody that viewing, over 6,000 people tonight, thank you for being with us. Let's go out and get the world healthier. God bless. Good night.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.